From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A number of collisions in the area leave several people hurt and two people dead. One happened on South 101 north of Bald Hills Road. A single vehicle crashed, three people with moderate injuries, one person with minor injuries in that accident. Also, a second crash happened on State Route 299 east of Titlow Hill Road. A single vehicle rollover collision there, one person with major injuries. In another crash on State Route 299 west of Willow Creek, it was a two-vehicle collision. Two people died in that wreck. The victims haven't been identified. What's called Operation Green Wave snatched up a suspect for illegal pot growing in Humboldt County. A Tuesday, teams served a search warrant on an unpermitted marijuana cultivation site in the Burr Valley area off Highway 36. During service of the warrant, 42-year-old Zeb Giacomini was located on-site tending to the grow. He had a permitted cultivation operation on his property, but appeared to have expanded his operation onto the neighboring property. Officers found about 1,400 outdoor marijuana plants, 50 pounds of processed bud, five rifles, two handguns, two of those rifles modified to be fully automatic. Giacomini was taken into custody, then to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. Numerous stream violations, pollution, illegal grading issues were found on the site as well. Giacomini booked on charges of felony cultivation of marijuana and possession of marijuana for sales. They were both charged with contempt of court for failing to show on the stand this week, but two witnesses against murder suspect Brian John Leiteritz Jr. have been granted immunity from prosecution for their testimony. Alicia Rose, Leiteritz's former girlfriend, said the defendant and victim Dylan Liakos had gotten into a fight about a week before an incident at Leiteritz's home in which he stabbed Liakos to death. Terrence Ford, the other witness, drove Liakos to Leiteritz's McKinleyville residence that night to retrieve some of Rose's belongings. The city of Arcata is seeking community members to apply for one open volunteer position on the Planning Commission. Some of the important upcoming projects the commission will have the opportunity to work on include topics such as sea level rise and its effects upon the community, general climate change policies, future housing and infill development in Arcata, the construction of the new Open Door Community Health Center, and the Arcata Gateway Corridor project. To apply for a Planning Commission vacancy or for more information about it, visit cityofarcata.org. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.